out in the receiving game too?
Yeah, definitely. Especially with this offense, it got, you know, tight end gets a lot more looks, so I'll be able to show that too.
So to be clear, the tight end can be doing some H-back stuff and in this offense. So
yeah, you know, it's like fullback, also tight end, split out wide, move around a lot.
How frustrated have you been by the first 2 years?
I'm pretty frustrated, actually, because, you know, everyone wants to play as soon as they get here. But, you know, there's nothing you can do about injuries, and that's pretty much took up my whole second year. So I'm just moving forward from that.
You, when you were drafted, you were called the JPP of possibly tight ends, right?
Yeah. Yes.
What did you think of that at the time, and can you be the JPP of tight ends?
At the time, I didn't think much of it, but, you know, people kept talking about it, and I talked to Mr. Reese about it. He just means that we're both athletic, you know, we both didn't have a lot of college experience, and so actually I do feel like I can do that coming into this year, so we'll see.
You feel like you can do what?
Be a JPP at tight ends. Yeah, definitely.
Well, why? Because why? What specifically?
Just my athletic ability and fitting in with this offense. I think it'll be good opportunity.
How much have you changed your offseason approach to this year? I mean, the way last year ends, all the changes that have
what
happened.
Did you
approach this offseason differently than
coming
you
in?
Have? Yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, I stay extra every day. Stay and get extra film. I'm on an elliptical every day trying to get my weight down more. So I'm just doing a lot of things different. I feel like I'm more mature. I'm more of a professional now. So just have that approach.
You mentioned your weight several times. What are you down to? How much
are
you
270. And I want to get to 265, though, as soon as possible.
Why? What's the
just
benefit?
For with the offense and running around, be quicker on my routes, in and out of breaks and stuff like that. So I think I'll be good at 265.
You say the offense. Does that mean, you know, you're looking to be
running
more running more routes than maybe you had in the past?
Right, yeah, more routes and just being in better shape, really.
Have you worked more with, you mentioned new tight end coach. I mean, you know, he was here, obviously, working, you know, but what's your relationship been with Coach Gilbert?
Oh, it's been great. You know, he's younger, so he kind of relates on a different level. Not that Coach Pope didn't relate, but it's different when you have a guy that's closer to your age. I think that helps out some. And he's always willing to meet extra whenever you want, so that helps too.
Edmund, how different is it coming in this year knowing the position is totally wide open? It's not like there are any established veterans with a resume in front of you.
It's just a huge opportunity, you know. It's like they laid an opportunity right in front of me. I just have to go take it and make the most of it. So that's it.
The heaviest you were was what?
I was up like 285 last year. Now I'm down to 270. I want to get to 65.
Is that what the team wants you at, 65? Or?
Yeah, around there. Yeah.
Were you at that weight because they wanted you to block more last year? Was that your choice?
I just got it. I wasn't working out as much off the field, doing extra stuff, so my weight went up just in getting older and stuff like that. So now it's something I have to focus on.
Why not? Why weren't you, you know, doing that extra stuff? Why do you kind of attribute that to? Is that just, you know, learning
yeah,
kind of how it works here?
Just being a professional, yeah, and just having to do all the little things.
Did you watch the draft?
I watched the first round. That was it, yeah.
What, you were curious to see whether they would pick Ebron?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't worried about it.
You had inside information, huh?
No. I just knew that if they drafted one or not, I was gonna. It wasn't gonna change what I was gonna have to do. So.
But when they didn't draft
when they didn't, it proves that they believe in me. So me and the guys that we have here.
Coach Coughlin said after the draft, hey, you know, those guys got to realize this is their opportunity, kind of like now or never type deal.
Right.
Do you sense that? I mean, do you come in with that attitude?
Yeah, definitely. That's why I mentioned doing like extra stuff and me and extra film and all that. It's because I do feel that pressure, and I know it's my third year. So like you said, it's going to be now or never. And that's just my mentality that I'm taking every day.
Adrian, coaching that you've been getting from Coach Gilbride, how has it varied from what Coach Pope did? Because, you know, you're talking two different offensive approaches now. So is he teaching you stuff that maybe you hadn't learned before that you think is going to make a difference?
Well, right now we're just more so focusing on assignments with it being a new offense. So we've worked on technique and stuff, but not as much. It's more so getting lined up right and knowing the right routes and stuff like that.
Has the new coordinator changed the position of tight end?
What do you mean by as far as?
As far as your responsibilities, as far as the things you're going to be asked to do.
Yeah, we'll be doing more like moving around in different spots. I would say that's probably the only thing that's different. Everything else is, you know, still.
You still have to catch the ball.
Catch the ball. You have more chances to catch the ball. So.
Do you like it more?
Yeah, I like it more.
When you got hurt last year in the preseason, before that game, did you feel like you were ready to really contribute out of the gates?
Definitely. I think I was. Last year, I definitely was. I was ready.
So how does that differ this year from where you are? Is it just because it's a year later and
it's a year later, so there's more pressure, obviously. But as far as my mindset, everything's the same. You know, still got to come in, work, earn my spot.
Have they said anything to you about that? I mean, you know, Coach Coughlin said anything to you in particular about, you know, they need you to step up this year, that's what they expect from you?
No, not to me directly, no. I just know, you know, it's just kind of common sense. This is my third year, so I got to step up.
Adrian, do you like your chances of being a starting tight end?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
What's different now than when you came here as a rookie?
I'm just more mature. Just a different player. I'm older now. And I understand things a lot differently. So.